I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Mark Walters, the director of the biofuels program for the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. And we're here at yet another pump promotion. I understand you guys have had quite a few going on this month.
Well, this is the third of the last one we're doing. It's number three. This is the first one where we've actually had some race car drivers, and we've tried to make this the biggest of the three, and so far it looks like it is.
And what kind of success have you had so far with the pump promotions?
Oh, it's been wonderful success. Thank you for the weather. I mean, it's been great weather, which always helps. I think at each one we've done over 250 cars. Several thousand gallons of fuel has been pumped, and the people have all been great, very patient, waiting in line, and we've had a lot of media coverage, which is obviously what we want. We want to get the word out about the good things about ethanol. You know, it's good for your car, it's good for the country, it's great for Indiana and Indiana farmers and agriculture. So I would say all in all, it's just been a great promotion, and we're looking forward to tomorrow, which is sort of the culmination of this whole month, where we will award to the grand prize winner lease on our Corvette pace car.
Maybe kind of talk about how these pump promotions and this giveaway with the pace car and all that help give another view of ethanol. Right now, the media has been kind of attacking ethanol as the culprit to higher gas prices, higher food prices.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're right. There has been a lot of negative, what I would characterize misinformation about ethanol. And what we're trying to do is not so much focus on the negative, but just focus on the positives. Because my experience in working in this industry for a number of years is when you tell people and consumers about the benefits of ethanol, they're able to make up their own minds for the most part and realize that it is a good thing. It's good for the country. It's a renewable fuel. The money stays in this country. We're not shipping it offshore. The jobs that are created are good, permanent, solid jobs that won't be outsourced. Ethanol in every city that uses a 10% blend of ethanol, the air quality has improved. So, you know, in balance, it's a great fuel. And once you explain that to people and have an opportunity to tell them both sides of the story, they usually figure out for themselves that it's a good thing to be using.
Do you think it is as much of a factor in any of these rising prices, both fuel or food?
No, actually, I don't. I think that's been pretty convincingly documented in numerous studies that have come out recently, that ethanol and its impact on corn prices and rising food prices is a very minimal, small part of the overall picture. It's complicated, and commodities markets are very complicated. What we're seeing are record high petroleum prices, and when you really step back and look at it, there's so much of everything in our daily lives as consumers that are oriented with petroleum, not just gasoline, but the cost to transport food to grocery stores. Even some of the packaging materials have oil-based ingredients and so forth. So when you start adding all that up, the impact of the increase in the petroleum costs is really the culprit, along with the fact that we have a very low dollar right now, which doesn't help either from an export standpoint. So when I really look at it and try to explain it to consumers, ethanol and biofuels in general has a very small impact on the overall cost of our food and even food around the world. You know, doing away with the ethanol industry is not going to solve world hunger, as some have, you know, suggested.
Okay. And what about the mileage? Some media organizations have tried to say that ethanol doesn't get as good of gas mileage.
Well, of course, you have different blends of ethanol. 10% ethanol, which is in almost 60% of the fuel that we have in the country today, there's virtually no impact on performance or mileage or anything, and we'll continue to push to get more and more gasoline with 10% ethanol. When you get up into blends of 85% ethanol, the auto manufacturers will tell you in their owner's manual that there is a mileage penalty because there's a little bit less energy in ethanol than there is in gasoline. But the fact of the matter is, ethanol also burns a lot cleaner than gasoline. So sometimes, and I wouldn't say every time, but sometimes in some engines, because of the clean burning, the mileage penalty is minimal. But I would say there's between 20-25% mileage penalty. But the fuel is priced to accommodate that mileage penalty. In other words, like here at Crystal Flash, the E85 is significantly lower in price than the fuel with 10% ethanol in it to accommodate for any mileage differential.
I think that covered all the questions I had for you, Mark. Anything you want to add?
No, that's it. Just thanks for coming out, and want to thank the folks here in Indianapolis for their support, and we'll keep doing our best to get the positive message out.